Hello, patrons. Welcome to the post show for episode 72 of Court of Swords. I'm glad I was able to give you guys... I didn't realize how much you guys actually rely on the feed to you during the show.
Yeah,
it helps a lot. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It sucks because I basically took the capture card that my console uses, swapped PCs, and then fed like fake monitor out with the projector from XSplit on it to you guys, and it worked. But I don't want to do that in the future because I want to keep it out, keep as many cables out of here as possible. I'm like against cables now. I hate all forms of cables. Can just get out of my life. That's the goal. That's the goal.
Did you put that monstrosity behind you just to block the fucking outlet?
Oh no! That's so. This is actually.
Is that your acoustic foam?
Yeah, I forgot this was here.
Nice.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's just giant acoustic foam. Yeah. No, I put that over there because I was messing with a camera stand while I was waiting for the show to end, so that's why it's back there. Sorry, I'm destroying the green screen. Zeke, you're getting me fucking killed. God damn it. Again, we ended the... We started the episode... with you trying to get me, or with you almost getting me killed, and I got out of it. And here we are again, another episode. You're trying to get me killed.
Dangerous business being friends.
I know.
Well, I say let the cards fall where they may.
They're falling.
They're falling
pretty quick.
Yeah.
They're falling bad.
That whole thing escalated pretty quickly.
Yeah. He's got a plus 10 to strength, so. I only have advantage. I don't know if I'll ever be able to like wrestle him down. It's going to be tough. Because I have a plus one. So like it's pretty, it'd be some very high percentage or very low percentage of me winning that.
It's some crazy shit, dude. I had to play it like I had no idea what was going on.
No. I totally get that. Yeah. I think we both played it fine.
I walked into like, oh, so you like to eat Dragonborn. Well, conveniently, here he comes.
Right. Yeah, hi. I'm one of those things you love.
Yeah.
It's me, a Hot Pocket.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it was nice. Yeah. Because the other thing, too, when we were talking to him, Max, sorry, I'll let you talk in just a second.
You're good. I'm petting Malcolm. You're good.
When I was talking to him, and he was like, oh, yeah, we'd have to feed him something like super rare and super extraordinary. I didn't go to Kalimat. I didn't go to the Immortals, which I think a lot of chat went to. I was like, oh, they're going to fucking feed him Berg. Like, that's the entire reason for him being here right now is for Berg to be fed to a god by the stupid tower. Like, that's his ultimate purpose. And I was just like, well, I'm not going to mention or even put that out there in the world so that someone could potentially hear that and be like, oh, that's not a bad idea. We don't even need the Immortals. So, and then the whole thing with the soul, I was just like, man, Ramus is going to flip his shit when he hears that. But I don't know. It might be something that that heaven created and instilled in everyone to actually give souls a purpose. That's maybe why he doesn't understand that. I don't know. It's a weird thing.
Yeah. That was the like bunker buster lore bomb for the episode. It was like, is this real? Is this?
Yeah.
Silverfish man lying about this or confused or what? Yeah.
Yeah. Was that a random table, by the way, of people encounters down below?
No, I had some ideas and I picked that one when you failed the thing. Like had you just succeeded at the investigation role, I probably would have been like, cool, you find like a god that will teach you some of the things you want to know, someone helpful. But instead you super failed and I was like, okay. So instead, you get this guy who's much more complicated.
Yeah. Which I was perfectly fine. I thought
it
was a lot like super fun to handle.
The only thing I didn't want to do, and this I hate when this happens, is like you get in this situation where like a failure just means nothing happens. And the GM's like, cool, you wander around for several hours. Then what do you do?
Yeah.
Like I wanted to make sure that everything was happening.
Yeah, I thought it was like it played fine in that regard for sure. It just the second that anyone else from my party stepped, like I'm the normal person out of my party, not maybe not on like the topical Like, if you just look at us at like face value, I'm the abnormal one. But like internally, we have a person without a soul. We have Berg, who just is fucking unique to begin with. And then we've got a dragonborn who apparently is the last living one. So like,
maybe,
maybe. Yeah. Yeah.
Could be. Yeah. Well, and that's something I'm interested in is like, can you get this dude lucid enough to explain why he wants to eat you so bad so you can learn something from him? Or are you going to have to kill him? So he doesn't eat you. Right. Like,
yeah,
I'm so excited to see where this goes.
And yeah. Also in that whole thing, when Kali went down there,
Silent Thorn, yay, reference.
Yeah, yeah. Do you know what that was, yeah, that Kali?
Nope. No idea.
We did it was actually before you were announced to like come on to the show full time or whatever. We did a primordial arc with me, Berg, Aurelian, or sorry, me, Max, Aurelian.
Berg wasn't alive back then.
Berg wasn't alive back then. Yeah, me, Max, Aurelian, and Cinnamon Toast Ken. It's a live show. Well, we did three episodes leading into a live show, and he played a character by the name of Silent Thorn, who was a tabaxi rogue.
Yeah, Max was a hero of old. And I remember when you and I were talking in the post show, I think the Patreon show for that, Max, where you were like, it's really satisfying that like people might remember my character, like this might be like a thing. And I was like, yeah, that totally is a thing that you'd find down here.
Yeah, yeah. And it was like ancient statue. I'm like, when you said that, my face is like,
yeah. I thought that was fun. That was a cool little throw in for the fans.
Yeah,
you would have liked the character. I think him and Callie would have gotten along.
Yeah, probably. Probably. Ramus, you got me to raise an eyebrow when you went into the fields to get a book, spell book for me, because I feel like you're coming to me and you're gonna want something. That was, of course, that was immediately in my mind, like, ah, fuck, I'm gonna have to do something for Ramus.
I'm a holy man. I do good things for people, acts of charity. What are you talking about?
Yeah, Ramus is a great dude.
Yeah, exactly.
Didn't you hear me describing the priests of the sun and how they're great and everyone likes them? I love chat's response to that. Chat was all like, wait, wasn't Ramus a priest of the sun? Like, this doesn't sound like him at all.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why Berg even was like, why are we doing that?
Like, yeah.
You wouldn't do that.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Go ahead. I thought it'd be a fun way to get the book instead of just like getting it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it ended up being a neat little encounter. Yeah. I got a tooth.
You did.
You got a weird cultist tooth.
Yeah. Yeah, I was a dick. And also, it made sense that Berg might brutalize his corpse a little bit just because he's a fucking dwarf.
Dwarves are known slavers, so makes sense. You'd be mad at them.
And this guy stabbed him with a really shitty fucking poison dagger. Sucked.
Yeah.
So, bang your tooth.
Can I just tell you how nice it was to meet somebody who I didn't have to persuade or anything? We just kind of got along with Udarak, formerly of Osh.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that scene. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that was a cool scene.
Yeah,
it was nice to like with someone who is a little bit more like-minded.
Yeah, yeah, totally. Well, I mean the temple holds in the world is a place of travel, right? A place of it's a crossroads, and so I thought it'd be cool to meet someone else who was like a little bit cosmopolitan, was a little more unflappable, who's just like, yeah, there's some really bad stuff going on. I'd like to make a buck or two and then get the hell out of here, but not in like a sleazy way, just in a like, things are bad. We should go. That's smart.
Yeah.
Let's get out of here.
Sure. You bet.
And then when he met with someone who was also like him, he was like, do you want to get out of here? You seem smart.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was fun. I like that interaction. That's good.
Yeah. He might be someone.
I hope I get to see him again.
Right. Yeah. He might be someone that we talk to when we want to get the fuck out of here. Cause I feel like if we actually do get the tower, what they want, and the god shows up, it's not gonna be good.
No,
it's not gonna be good at all.
No, it really won't.
It's gonna be real bad. We're not gonna want to be here.
Yeah, like the mountain that the city is built on is like Mount Everest plus in terms of size,
right?
And if it all of a sudden wakes up and is like, I'm an angry god now. Like, that's, you don't want to be anywhere near that shit. You want to get the fuck out of here right quick. So, yeah, I'm excited to see when that happens and if.
Yeah.
It's a good way to solve the city problem, but.
Yeah, way to solve the city, period.
Like, yes, it just, yeah.
It solves the city. It's done.
Yeah. Yeah. Monstrous entity on a scale that transcends the Monster Manual's ability to, like, it's enormous, enormous and ridiculous.
Yeah. I'm trying to. So,
I'm still having trouble getting over the idea that this is all my fault.
Like, I mean, like,
in a way.
It's not like it's not all your fault in the sense that you're like actively doing it, but you did kind of like leave a loaded gun around, and if somebody were to get shot, it might be perceived as you having a part in that. But yeah, and I mean,
yeah, it's like you didn't force the tiger to attack the guy, but you left the cage open.
You opened the cage. Yeah, yeah, it's true.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Our actual, it was funny because we like had a pretty clear goal at the start of this episode, then found alternate paths for 4 hours, which is kind of D&D in a nutshell.
Sort of what happened.
Yeah. Our original goal is to go to this, what are we wanting to get in this, the Devil's Den or whatever it's called?
So there is a key in the Devil's Vault.
That's that okay. To the Immortals.
Supposedly right. Will open the Sanctum of the Immortals, the impenetrable barrier that protects the Immortals, so that you can bust in there, kidnap the Immortals, and then sacrifice them after all the ley lines are broken up, so that the Marubba body will awaken and basically just fuck the City of Brass into oblivion.
Right.
So yeah, it's a three-step plan.
Yeah, we'll see if we get. I don't know. We'll see if we get there. I think me and Kali. The other thing, how much time has passed for Kali to be down here? Like 20 minutes, maybe max. Like there's.
No, Kali Matt was lost for 4 hours.
Oh, he was lost for 4 hours, right? So I wonder.
Yeah, he got lost a long time. So Ramus and Berg
for us to come up, and the tower is just fucking going to town. Right,
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah,
you're gonna come back up, and potentially it'll be like Commander Ramus and Lord Berg leading the armies of the tower to slaughtering these priests, right? Like, the fucking still, the reflecting pool awash with blood. Corpses of sun priests laying strewn all about.
I just pictured like Berg with that master blaster like set up, and like Ramus on his back going, "Ah, who run Brass City?"
yeah, exactly.
Oh God, that's true. He was down here 4 hours, so I guess maybe next episode we'll start with them.
Well, and that's the best thing to do after a cliffhanger, right? Isn't to just pick right up, but to be like. Yeah. Meanwhile, and just keep the cliff being hanged, and then come back to it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Shit.
Looking forward to it.
Next week will be a lot of fun for sure.
Yeah. I think all of next week. I'm so excited for the whole week because it's going to be a baller episode of Court of Swords, and then we're gonna have the premiere of Far Verona like the next day. It's gonna be good stuff. I'm really excited.
Me too.
I'm really disappointed that new spell that I got didn't actually like work. It didn't like blow the guy off.
I mean, it looked cool, and had it worked, it would have been badass as fuck. But it was like he's very large and was on top of him, so
very driven to eat a dragonborn.
Yeah, right. Yeah, he's hungry. He's hungry. You're so special and delicious.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Next week's going to be crazy. Tuesday's going to be a lot of fun. Looking forward to it. I don't have really anything else to add except for...
That's it for me.
I just want one week. Yeah, I just want one week, Zeke, where we're not starting off with me trying to not die because of something he did. You know what I'm saying? It's this week two in a row.
You know, it's talk like that that make people on Twitter think I'm the fucking like villain of the group.
I did see that tweet.
I was like,
I know, I saw that.
The villain. Like, I hate him, but I don't hate the way Zeke's playing him. Of course, I mean, I like the way Zeke's doing it, but I hate Calimon. I'm just like, fuck you, man.
Yeah,
Well, the two characters can have, if you both survive, you can have a long conversation about who's responsible for what.
It's true, yeah.
Fucking, how was I supposed to know? Jesus Christ. I felt the call of fate.
Yeah. Well, that's it. We'll be back next week with more Core Swords on Tuesday. Shout out to all the new patrons once again. Hopefully you'll be joining us in this. Make sure to comment down below in the comment section. And also, if you didn't see the tweet, we'll be getting some Far Verona faction merch in the next couple of months.
Right.
Weeks/months for that stuff. So keep an eye out for that. Yeah, that's it. We'll see you guys next time. Thanks everyone for watching. And thank you guys for being here on the show. We're out. Bye-bye.
Bye.